This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Our number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modular. I mean, and if you've got a gun, you've got the magazines, and you've got the ammunition, everything else is at G-Code. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now then. I've got some very bad news for the kids at Brainerd High School in Minnesota. The same Brainerd from Fargo, by the way. Your 2017 yearbook is not so much a celebration of you as it is an anti-Trump propaganda book. And I've got some things to say to you, snowflakes. 2017 edition of the yearbook included a section titled Trump 2K17 2K20 question mark. How do you feel about him? Well, let me just say, I'm surprised the Secret Service hasn't paid a visit to the campus. One student declared, "I would like to behead him. I do not like him." Now, I know that I am nowhere near anybody that is involved in modern education today, but that sure does sound like this youngster wants to chop off the president's head. Another student lamented, "I feel like Donald is very racist and sexist and doesn't care to give people a chance before knowing them." Another liberal urchin said, "I don't like the way he comes off. He seems really rude." So, question number one, why did Brainerd Public Schools allow such a hate-filled piece of alt-left propaganda to be published in the school yearbook? The district pointed a lengthy statement on its website condemning what it called highly disrespectful statements from students about political figures. They wrote, "The district does not support or otherwise endorse any disrespectful or politically based statements that are in the yearbook and apologizes for the statements that were included." They went on to express their deep regrets and said they're investigating how the page came to be published in the yearbook. So, in other words, the yearbook advisor may want to get his resume out and knock the dust off of it a little bit. Social networking pages have exploded with angry and incredulous comments regarding the story, which was first reported by the Brainerd Dispatch. One reader wrote, "This just shows what's going on in our schools. It's sick that they would allow this." The Dispatch pointed out that President Trump carried Brainerd High School last fall during a mock election, beating Hillary Clinton 688 to 397. But it would seem that the student body is conservative, but the student media is run by leftists. Sound familiar? Sadly, our public schools have become a breeding ground for the junior varsity members of the fake stream media. Back when I was in school, our yearbook featured superlatives, you know, the best dress, the most likely to get married, the funniest smile. I don't remember one being out there saying the most likely to be the next John Wilkes Booth. But let me tell you something, high school students and college students at all of you, okay? You're in school right now, and I would really like it if you would actually learn something, okay? Listen to your parents. Don't listen to popular culture. Don't listen to people like Katy Perry who just wants to hug it out. Unless Katy Perry goes to Raqqa and wants to hug it out there in a benefit concert dressed the way Katy Perry does it. That's another thing altogether. Go out there and learn something, because when you get out of school, you're going to be out here with us. Yeah. And about 3 years after you get out of school, whether it's college or high school, you're going to own something most likely. And then guess what? You're going to be in the same boat as all of us. All of this pie in the sky you keep hearing about, the $15 living wage and free health care and free college tuition and all this other stuff, is never going to happen. Never going to happen. In California right now, California's annual budget is $200 billion a year. Jerry Brown and his little likely band of leftist crazies, they want to bring out something they call single-payer health care. Single-payer health care by itself, without any high-speed rail, without any water conservation stupidity, without any of this climate change, we're going to keep the air overhead stupidity, just single-payer alone by itself is twice their yearly budget. They don't have the money. They can't get the money. It's just completely and totally undoable. It's as doable as it is for me to stand outside in my front yard and jump from here to the moon. Just isn't doable. Now, all of you little snowflakes that think that killing somebody or beheading somebody is cool or hip or whatever it is, when I sincerely hope that you never actually experience violence. Because violence actually changes you. It's violence is not like you see on when you're playing Call of Duty or something. There's no scent. There's no concussion. There's no, you know, with Call of Duty, when you're not hearing people scream in pain. And if you get shot, you don't feel pain in Call of Duty. You just reset. In real life, there is no reset button. There's no respawn. It's for keeps. I myself would like to find some of these Brainerd High School students. And I would like to, I don't know. I don't think corporal punishment goes far enough. Mm-mm. No, I think that every one of these children, like this one, I feel like Donald is very racist and sexist and doesn't care to give people a chance before knowing them. Based upon what? He took the sitting governor from my state, who's both female and a minority, and put her in charge of our UN mission. I don't know exactly where you're getting your notion from. You're just wrong. Or this other one. I don't like the way he comes off. He seems really rude. People, children, we don't need a Boy Scout as president. We need somebody who is rude. Because the world is rude. We need somebody who is the most rude. The uber rude. And we need him to be supported by Congress. And we need him to be supported by the American people, because I hate to tell you this, because Trump took a tremendous cut in pay. He took a tremendous cut in lifestyle, all to try to keep America from being in the hands of Hillary. And for all of you out there that say, well, this guy would have made a better one and this guy would have made a better one, none of them could beat him. And if any of them had run against Hillary, we'd be talking about President Hillary Clinton right now. Any of them. Any of them. Don't come to me with Rand Paul. Don't come to me with Ted Cruz. Any of them against Hillary would have lost. Because Rand Paul and Ted Cruz didn't hit the high notes. Trump hit the high notes. He was the different one. Brainerd Public School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, no. ignite armament, guns, and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, one of the reasons I'm bringing all of these non-gun specific stories to you is because I'm very concerned with the left as far as their propensity for violence. So I'm trying to understand why, after they lose power, we may have to fight them, if that's what it comes down to. So bear with me on all of this, if you will. Now, Matt Taibbi is a guy who has carved out a position as a provocative and honest progressive journalist, as well as a vivid and entertaining writer. He writes at Rolling Stone. He enhances that reputation by being bluntly honest, or at least from his perspective, about why the Democratic Party has fallen to their weakest electoral standing since 1929. He has a lot of disdain, both for President Trump and the Republicans. So his mission is to understand how it is possible to lose to such reprobates. So, he writes, the unspoken subtext of a lot of the Democrats' excuse-making is their growing belief that the situation is hopeless. And not just because of fixable institutional factors like gerrymandering, but because we simply have a bad, irredeemable electorate that can never be reached. That's why the basket of deplorables comment last summer was so devastating. That the line would become a sarcastic rallying cry for Trumpites was inevitable. And of course it birthed a political merchandising supernova. To many Democrats, the reaction proved the truth of Clinton's statement. As in, we're not going to get the overwhelming majority of these yee-hawing deplorable votes anyway, so why not call them by their names? But the deplorables' comment didn't just further alienate already lost Republican votes. It spoke to an internal sickness within the Democratic Party, which had surrendered to a negativistic vision of a hopelessly divided country. Things are so polarized now that, as Georgia State Professor Jennifer McCoy put it on NPR this spring, each side views the other not as fellow citizens with whom they happen to disagree, but as a threatening enemy to be vanquished. The deplorable's comment formalized this idea that Democrats had given up on a huge chunk of the population and now sought only to defeat and subdue their enemies. Which, you know, I don't know if he's writing about that as if it's fiction. It's exactly what they want. All of that is undeniably true. It has been obvious to most of us for a while. And our views cannot penetrate the blue bubble precisely because we are deplorables. Taibbi, on the other hand, is calling out his comrades and enjoys a lot of credibility among them. But he sees only part of the problem. He writes, "You can't just dismiss people as lost, even bad or misguided people, unless every great thinker from Christ to Tolstoy to Gandhi to Dr. King is wrong. It's especially those people you have to keep believing in and trying to reach. And the Democrats have forgotten this. They don't seem to have anything to say to voters in flyover country except to point out that they're at best dupes for falling for Republican rhetoric. But Republicans are bad isn't a message or a plan, which is why the Democrats have managed the near impossible, losing ground overall during the singular catastrophe of the Trump presidency." That's actually pretty sound strategic advice, but the Democrats cannot act on it for a reason that Taibbi does not mention. The kind of Democrats who disdain Trump voters, and indeed much of middle America, have this enormous psychological investment in the fact that they are better than these people, than most people, than all people. Their egos need constant reinforcement, and their personal investment in education and careerism has paid off, that they have achieved a higher moral and intellectual ground than the hoi polloi. And their own sense of self-worth becomes in part dependent on the other, that bugaboo of the progressive mind being bad. Normally, when leftist intellectuals blather on about the other, they have in mind the oppressed, who can be pretty much anyone but heterosexual Caucasian males, and the women who cleave to them. It is this remnant that still constitutes a very solid majority of the voting public, which is available for potential demonization on the leftist mind, since it is not a protected class. And why isn't this status called being an unprotected class then? So this group that heavily voted for Trump is the enemy that progressives need if they are to validate their inflated notions of their own importance, erudition, and all-around worthiness. So I'm glad that Tybee has come out with these reflections and observations. I don't see the left acting on this, though. The Democrats are not going to act on this. They're too busy being right. They can't possibly be wrong. You rubes, you deplorable rubes. Here's a problem. There's too much resembling for me. From the leftist, what I see of the leftists, there's too much resembling a totalitarian viewpoint. When you've got a guy like Bloomberg who thinks he can regulate sugar and soda and breast milk, throwing money around the way he does, trying to buy elections, he doesn't have a dog in any of those fights. He busses it in, he writes the check, he's trying to get everything into his own version of utopia. There is no utopia. There are no safe spaces. There is no paradise here on earth. There is what we can make of it. And we were handed a gift by a bunch of people that are a lot better than me, I'll say that. I mean, the people that came before me, I don't hold a candle to them. But these leftists that think that they are right and therefore unimpeachable and therefore should be listened to just because. You guys can bite me. That's not going to happen. And you should be listening to old Matt there because he's got it right. And if you guys would listen to him and do a little self-reflection, like the heroes of the past, the flawed heroes of the past, you might get somewhere. But you know what? You're not going to do that. You're going to be the one-trick pony. And unfortunately, everybody's moved on from your little circus. When we get back, there's no such thing as a vacuum when a terrorist is born. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Yeah, I made the right decisions on bumps. I got to cut some more of them. Get a little variety in there. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. You know, during, let's look, during Iran, when Iran took over the American embassy, did you notice that there was not nearly as many terrorist acts today then as there are today? And Afghanistan, when the Soviets were there, not nearly as many of those things there as there are today. And that's because of the rise of social media. See, forget the whole notion of a lone wolf attacker. These are just wolves, and they're not born in a vacuum. They are born in packs. The term lone wolf, the term self-radicalization, the term homegrown, those are all just misnomers. They don't really exist. Radical Islamists recruit in social environments, like a radical mosque or social media chat rooms and radical schools and neighborhoods, just to name a few. It's all quite social. Sophisticated groupthink and manipulation techniques are used to brainwash recruits into believing that killing infidels is great. It's a smoking hot idea. Promises like the 72 virgins and forgiveness for family members and a stipend, a cash payment for martyrs, provide incentives for terrorism. But the most effective inducement is the radical Islamist ideology that most terrorists espouse. Packs of new recruits are trained together by using special processes that create a competitive environment. It becomes all about peer pressure. Ego plays a part in trying to one-up each other. And that way they escalate the violence and the hatred towards the infidel or the unbeliever. Social psychologist Albert Bandura reported that violence is socially determined. Radicalization occurs in this type of environment, not in secluded basements of a parent's home. And immediately, you know, we have this little process we go through. Immediately after a terrorist attack, one of the first queries is whether the terrorist acted alone. Now, according to Fox News, it is estimated that there are 23,000 jihadists and 20,000 people who are a residual risk in the UK. Now, 23,000, 43,000 spread out over a country, you're saying, well, that's not existential, is it? Well, let me remind you of what Chris Dorner did in Los Angeles. Remember the disaffected, resentful ex-cop who took the LAPD to their knees over the course of a couple of days, shook them to their very core? When they finally found him, they just burned him. Well, there's 43,000 Chris Dorners for you in the UK, where nobody can fight back. The current Manchester murder investigation is uncovering the fact that the recruits are embedded in a jihadi network plotting terror attacks, even though it may seem as though they're acting alone. So they're not just sitting there, you know, saying Allahu Akbar in the dark by themselves, rocking back and forth on their feet until they finally snap. These guys have got a little bit of organization going on. And they are highly sophisticated. When the 9/11 terrorists were plotting, the way they communicated in order not to be caught was in Xbox Live chat. Yeah. So, and these children that were killed in Manchester, these kids, they were killed by political correctness. Yeah. But yeah, Solomon Abedi, he was the shrapnel bomber. He did push the plunger, no doubt about it. There have been 17 raids in Manchester, and 11 suspects have been arrested. And probably some of these raids have uncovered underground social groups in addition to links to Libya and other networks. This web, this tentacles, the tentacles of the Islamist terrorism, is connected worldwide. They radicalized foot soldiers much faster than law enforcement can keep up. Salman Abedi was on New Scotland Yard's radar before his attack at the Ariana Grande concert, but could not be arrested without probable cause. Although there was plenty of probable cause, I thought, until he targeted and killed the young teens as they exited the Manchester arena, no crime had been committed. This is us giving... Here we are giving due process to somebody simply because he's radicalized. We know he's radicalized, but he hasn't done anything yet. I think we may have to change a few things about that. Okay? Now, Solomon Abedi was born and raised in the UK, but his parents had come from Libya, where he was a fighter. His dad was a known fighter against the various regimes, which made him a terrorist. The new phrase that we can attach to these young killers is not lone wolves, but known wolves. Their little tangled web is not always visible underneath the mask of known wolves. Dozens of websites teach them how to build a sophisticated explosive device. Al-Qaeda has an online magazine called Inspire, and there you can get all kinds of gruesome details about how to build a suicide bomb. The Anarchist Cookbook is another site with chat rooms where prospective jihadis can share information in a social setting and learn how to build an IED using household items such as pressure cookers. Think about it. You can have coffee and pastry and IED instruction in the chat room. Isn't this precious? The way they communicate with us in radical Islam is violence. The more death, stronger the message. And Their ultimate goal is to see Sharia law enforced worldwide. Now, Islam has a lot of disdain for things like loud music, unescorted young girls, forbidden dress, and displaying noncompliance with Sharia law. And this attack in Manchester tacitly speaks to this. They are fond of symbolism. And here you have an attack on children. This is great for them. This is great. Great. 22 young teenage people, their lives cut short. 63 innocent wounded in the jihadi martyrdom bombing claimed by ISIS. And this is nowhere near over. It's nowhere near done. This is ongoing. This kind of radicalization is an extreme political doctrine submitted to the tenets of jihad through the socialization of a very archaic interpretation of Sharia law. 7th century. That's what we're dealing with. Now, the job of our governments is to keep us safe. In that particular moment, in this goal of theirs, they're either committing malfeasance or they're failing. We should be asking for answers on that one. When we get back, the big problem today is the media. This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot possibly believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. From the moment Trump said, so help me God, during the inauguration, the key word from Democrats in Washington has been resist at all costs, no matter what. They've enlisted the support of the willing destroy Trump fake stream media to keep the ridiculous fake news assaults alive. Yes, there is evidence of Russia attempting to influence the election. There's also quite a preponderance of evidence that suggests that Obama, who was the president during all of this happening, did nothing about it. And there's no evidence that it impacted even one vote. What is seldom reported by the fake stream is that there's absolutely no evidence of any crime by Trump or his administration in participating in any form of conspiracy or collusion. And remember this, conspiracy is one thing. That's illegal. Collusion isn't. Gingrich observes that the leftist attack media seem to have one controlling mantra. Trump has done something terrible. We just don't know what it is yet. And the funny part about that is until 9 p.m., November the 8th, everybody out there was just certain that it was going to be President Clinton again. So it's really interesting that this is the new thing, that this is what popped up after the shock. The fact that they pivoted as quick is actually quite interesting. They like to circulate claims by unnamed sources, but when Trump challenges the media to supply an actual source, no sources or concrete evidence has been supplied. Both former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper have testified that though Trump's campaign team has conversed with Russian officials, there's been no evidence of collusion. Hillary's team conversed with Russian officials. Sure they did. That's what potential heads of state do. All of these other world heads of state want to know what's going on. They're going to have to deal with these people. They want to make a relationship. Director Brennan has testified that he himself has shared classified information with Russians and with other partners in fighting terrorism when it serves the goal of defeating known terrorists. Sure, you share that kind of thing with your counterparts. That's not a crime. As president, you can expect that Trump can, has, and will do again exactly that. as the circumstances warrant, because that's what presidents do. Okay. I will grant you that Trump's communication style gives him a little bit of ammunition to fuel some negative coverage. But beyond his own style, he came to Washington to drain the swamp, and the swamp is currently fighting back. Matt Drudge observed by Twitter that we never got one damaging leak out of Obama White House staff in 8 years. Under Trump, they appear hourly. And those leaks are used by the fake stream media to try to reinforce Trump's incompetence. And the result is a seemingly constant stream of negative news about Trump and his administration. A Media Research Center YouGov poll, post-election poll of what actual voters thought about the media's influence on the 2016 presidential race, found some collaborative findings. 69% of voters did not believe the news media was honest and truthful. Let me get my sound. Where's my sound effect? Let me say that again. 69% does not think that the media is trustworthy or honest. I so rarely get to use that one. 78% believe that news coverage of the campaign was biased, with nearly 3-1 majority believing the media were for Clinton, 59% to 21% for Trump. Even 32% of Clinton voters thought the media were biased for Clinton. Since taking office, President Trump has claimed that he has been treated worse or more unfairly than any politician in history. He's absolutely 100% right on that one. A report recently released by the Harvard Kennedy School gave him some support on that charge. They found that 80% of the news coverage in his first 100 days was negative. Thomas Patterson, the author of the report, noted in no week did the coverage drop below 70% negative, and it reached 90% negative at its peak. CNN and NBC's coverage was the most unrelenting. Negative stories about Trump outpaced positive ones by 13-1 on the two networks. Fox News was the only outlier covering Trump positively only 48% of the time. Their claim of balanced news may be more accurate than many would believe. I think that's a mistake, though. Opinion pieces are exactly that. These are a point of view. This is a perspective that will take a position on a given cause or a politician. And with limited space, columnists selectively search for evidence to support their position. Opinion pieces are about taking a stand. They're not about, you know, reporting the news. Reporters are expected to report the relevant facts in every story they cover. As citizens, we need sources that provide both sides on stories about what is happening in our national and state capitals. Instead, all we get are too many one-sided opinion pieces. Facts and quotations shared martial support for one position and create doubt on the other. Stories applaud those who affirm man-made climate change and work to save the Earth, while at the same time portraying climate change deniers as biased researchers, supported by greedy carbon fuel producers. Or, better yet, I love it when the anti-gunners come out and say that all the money is going to NRA. Now, you could argue that the negative coverage of Trump may not be biased. To very many people, his decisions and comments deserve this kind of coverage. It's not just what is shared, it's the positive coverage left out, though. So if media bias is there, it's up to every one of you to ask the question, am I getting both sides of the story? We deserve an honest reckoning from somebody. I just don't know if we're ever going to see it. And the media, you know, I had a discussion the other day with a friend of mine. He voted for Trump, but he doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like the way Trump talks. He doesn't like the fact that Trump has a Twitter account. He was asking me about what has he done policy-wise. And I realized just how little about the process most people know. Because they thought that Trump was going to come in here and reverse nearly 100 years of progressive dogma in 4 months. Drink that in. Since the 1920s, we've been being slowly, slowly, at an almost glacial crawl, headed this way. There have been moments like when Reagan was in office where things were held up for a minute. They were never reversed. We never went the other way. People like the Bushes, they didn't really do anything at all to reverse that. If anything, government got bigger. So here we have Trump. We're going to talk about Congress in a little bit, but we got this moment, and the media doesn't like it. A lot of the media doesn't like it because the media believes they're the ones that are supposed to give us our opinions. I am not one of those that agree with them on that one. I believe you try to gather as much information as you can, and then you make your own decision. I've seen far too many people that I know and respect. Well, I'm sort of used to respect. I don't know how I feel about them now. I'm not going to try to change their mind because I've seen a lot of guys that should know a little bit better coming out on this whole Rock River, Springfield Armory debacle. Where were they when they were doing the same thing all of these years and nobody ever publicized it? And it always turned out exactly the way they intended for it to turn out. And who are they to get out there and try to second guess them when they're the ones having to operate in Illinois? All questions will be answered at a later date, I am sure. Without a doubt. We got hour number three inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.